Hi everyone, Samian here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Red Pill Ronin, and here's what he's got to say. Hello Sandman, I have a historical subject I'd like you to explore, as it is a direct influence on what we're experiencing in the postmodern free world. The current socio-political turbulence is from a very complex combination of things, including a global debt crisis, religious erosion, and educational declines in public schools. But what is key to note among everything else is the biggest Allied failure during WW2. Near the end of the war, the German leadership began to flee and travel to other countries in order to avoid being captured. But what many are completely unaware of is the flight of German women. Once Allied forces began to cross deep into German territory and liberate the labor camps, we discovered among the German ranks thousands of SS female officers, which were then rounded up with the defeated soldiers. Some of these women had terrible reputations, and were even tried for their crimes and sentenced to be unalived. However, a majority of them were simply let go, and they quickly dissolved into the remnants of German population. Many of them quickly made arrangements to seek refuge in the Americas, change their names, live normal lives, and raise families. Thanks to our Allied forces giving these women a Punini pass, this particular evil of WW2 was able to escape freely and proliferate elsewhere on the globe. Is it a coincidence that now in the new millennium, we're experiencing the crushing grip of a new sexualized form of fascism? Of course not. The current regime that is poised to influence the globe is in fact a female imperative that seeks to subjugate heterosexual males, while the other sexual men are granted power and status by their female masters. We commonly refer to this as feminism, when in fact it is sexual feminism to boot. These are the very people that are pointing their fingers at men, especially Caucasian hetero males, and accusing them of being fascists, when the opposite is true. They seem to want to censor us, segregate us, imprison us, expropriate our stuff, and reduce our numbers among the population. Does any of this sound familiar? Thanks for all the hard work that you do, Sandman. Keep fighting the good fight and keep your identity secure at all costs. Well, RPR, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I'm trying to limit how much I say things like feminism, so I'll use the term femmies in its place. I also had to take the term used by Mr. Mustache to promote his ideology in WW2 out as well, because YouTube has been automatically demonetizing everything lately, and I've been appealing successfully, but it's rather annoying. But RPR, your theory falls apart considering how many of the women that brought feminism up in America in the 60s and 70s tended to be the small hat variety. What's more likely is that the Frankfurt School moved from Germany to the United States once Mr. Mustache pushed them out. That school of thinking, which is heavily based on cultural Marxism, was actually inspirational to get all the femmies out there. It's no secret that the Frankfurt School recruited them along with environmentalists. So I think the individuals that brought feminism into America, they fled to safety from Germany before the war and brought many communist ideas with them from Europe. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Blair SEO. He's got a YouTube channel that helps you optimize your website for Google, as well as other search engines. He's just looking for people to subscribe to his channel, even if they aren't interested in watching his content, in order to spank the YouTube algorithm and get more traffic to his channel. Support my sponsor, Blair SEO, a fellow bachelor. He makes this channel possible. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to Germany from WW2 is now responsible for feminism clown world show. So the Frankfurt School moved to America and started spreading their ideas in the institutions of higher education. And it took only one or two generations for those ideas and their agents to seep into those said institutions. So it was their children, the boomers, that ended up making the majority of the third wave femmies. But that also coincided perfectly with the second turning, if you buy into the whole Hausstrauss intergenerational theory. Again, German women, there weren't enough of them coming to America to influence that. I know German women from that time period, a few alive today in their 80s, and they feel shame for their people losing WW2, and how they treated the Hebrews. Also, wouldn't make any sense to be against everyone except straight white males because weren't those the people they admired in Germany? After all, they were raised in a soy society that was all about racial purity and patriarchy. Sorry to say this, RPR, but I think your argument falls apart. I know you're looking for someone to blame for the world turning to chicken poop, but what you're doing amounts to playing a game of pin the tail on the land whale. Men like me, and I'm sure yourself, Red Pill Ronin, are tired of these games. Who cares who caused it? It's here and many of us want to escape the insanity. We don't want to be slaves to gynocentric societies where increasingly they will be ruled by majority female governments. More of us are figuring out ways to become digital nomads and put our wealth into assets that are unconfiscatable by the gynocrats. Traveling to Europe this past October showed me that there's a normalization in prices and lifestyle quality all over the world. With Bitcoin, we can have complete financial mobility, and two or more passports allow us to get away to a country or jurisdiction where the femmes aren't running the governments. RPR, you're right though about one thing, and that is that accusing heterosexual men of being fascists is probably just projection on their parts. But that term has been so heavily overused now that it's lost most of its meaning and punch. The key as a man is not to identify yourself with any one philosophy, but to do your own thing and become ungovernable instead of an NPC. To do everything in your favor to escape the inflation by being in assets that they can't steal or devalue. By refusing to be a male mule doing all the work for increasingly women-run states. That's how we win and they lose. Also, there's no global debt crisis. We're living in a debt-based economy, so the debts have to keep rising or the system collapses. But eventually, even at 1% or 0.5% interest, in maybe 10 or 20 years, the whole thing will come crumbling down. I'm hearing that in 10 years, there'll be a 30% reduction in Social Security benefits for pensions in the United States. Yet the states will just tax people more and more simultaneously. Things are looking bleak. The best way to deal with them is to have multiple escape plans, just like the people in WW2 had. The good part about today versus back then is that English is now universally spoken almost everywhere in the world. And our lifestyle is the same pretty much everywhere. The German women from WW2 had less kids than generations before them. And Germany is experiencing a massive population collapse. The same thing happened in Japan a generation after they lost WW2. Yet they don't have the femmes in their country. I think it's women's empowerment through education and employment that's led to the gynocentric society that we live in now. All it took was a bank account full of money and the social status of a career to take women's fear. The fear of standing up to a man and getting what they want. They might claim that it was the patriarchy that enslaved them, but it was the patriarchy that gave them their jobs and educations. They aren't grateful for that, though. They're angry they didn't have it sooner and are blaming the men of today for men 50 to 100 years ago not allowing them to work and vote and have their independence, because they see all men as a single-celled organism of oppression. Much the same way they are part of the female collective, they project collective qualities onto men. All of us, as if there's some sort of silent conspiracy against them. In reality, it's all projection because they're the ones with that covert oppression strategy, and they're just accusing us of the very same thing that they're guilty of, before we can accuse them. Red Pill Ronan, I could see why you might think that German women after WW2 coming to America might spread ideas from Mr. Mustache about female empowerment. But remember that he was pushing for them to have as many kids as possible and be mothers for the fatherland. Meanwhile, the women in Germany went in the opposite direction after he was gone and had less kids, or at least their kids, the baby boomers, did. Remember, the correlation is not necessarily causation. It was the communists that were more responsible for creating the femmes than the fascists. After all, they were more into equal opportunities, and they were the ones that infiltrated the U.S. universities with their half-baked intellectuals, and turned the baby boomers in California into belly button lint-smoking hippies. You asked me to watch Mark Felln's videos, and I watched the very same video you recommended a couple years ago. Now I suggest that you watch Yuri Bezmenov's video, called Psychological Warfare and Subversion. He pretty much explains what was going on during the Cold War, that led to many of those hippy-dippy movements and the femmes. They also promoted gay culture, and that's something that Mr. Mustache was against. The question we should ask is, how do we get rid of the Marxists and the femmes? The only way I think we can do it is by abolishing government-controlled central bank currencies, and with them the nation-state, which can't print and spend its way to survival. Then it's only those that provide value regardless of nationality, mostly men in society, that will have all the power. The unproductive won't be able to compete for scarce resources. Marx himself has said that Marxists need to control the central bank to have power. Without it, they're finished. Once the money printing press loses its power, it's over for the old financial order, which will burn. And so will female empowerment, and men will win. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Red Pill Ronan for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that it was in German WW2 women that smashed through the glass ceiling and spread feminism, but it was more likely the critical thinkers of the Frankfurt School. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, Make.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the people that blame Mr. Mustache for everything away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.